go for it.
Tell me about riding those horses.
I will tell you about riding those horses.
Hey, everybody. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Yep.
If you like comedy.
Self-promoted.
You should check out the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Well, thanks for checking us out and continue to check us out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What's going down on the streets?
Congrats to the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs.
Dude, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jesus.
In case you taped it.
Yeah. If you guys are waiting to watch it on Monday night and you're listening to this Monday morning, sorry.
I watched last minute of it.
I sat here and watched it the whole time because
you love the commercials.
No, I was on my computer. The wife likes to watch football.
Really?
I have no interest.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
I guess it was a good game. I don't know.
Here to join us, MVP, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, good game. You know, we came out there and tried our best, won it.
This sounds like old man, what's his face?
Roloff?
Yeah, old man Roloff.
It's Kermit Mahomes.
Hey, we also have John Little here to talk about his gig at the Dan Bylak Show.
How'd it go, John?
Yeah, I looked at that room. It sucked. I left. That fucking guy.
He blew us off. Episode of Beach Cops. If you're not in the know,
he's in a podcast timeout zone.
Yeah, he's in the Bushman penalty box.
Yeah,
we'll see how long.
I hope he's not. I hope he doesn't reach that sort of level. I hope he doesn't start hanging out with guys from TMZ.
We'll see.
Hey, meet my new buddy. He takes photos of celebrities.
My buddy. I just got back this morning. I was in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, the better Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people call it.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Rock Casino.
Did you get a t-shirt at least so that when you wear it to high school after the winter break?
Well, my other job is I'm a narc, so yeah, I got a sweatshirt and a t-shirt.
Man,
my hair braided.
Do you remember how much currency a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt from like Jamaica
in the late 90s? Oh, it's a big deal.
From London.
London.
From Paris. Like, you remember, you were like, this kid's fucking rich.
I knew a guy, his father had an Iceland, a Reykjavik.
No way.
Yeah.
What year was this?
He played adult basketball there. I don't know, like, it's just men's league? Like, an international men's league of sorts?
I feel like Iceland wouldn't even allow a Hard Rock to be built there. Like, they have more national pride than that.
Are the restaurants still going? Because the casino in Vegas just shut down, the hotel there. This weekend.
No.
Yeah, this weekend.
Wait, in Vegas?
Yeah. I saw it online.
That's where the fight was. No way.
Yeah.
It closed down?
This weekend, last weekend.
And Planet Hollywood is still open?
Yeah,
how
I
the
guess.
Fuck is Planet Hollywood still open?
I don't know. But this one, though, was fucking gangbusters because you had the casino obviously brings out a weird element. You mix it with Super Bowl weekend, double weird element, mix it with Florida. You get a real wide swath of fucking insanity.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we didn't leave the compound. So, like, we would go outside to the pool, but we didn't leave the official Hard Rock compound the whole time. I felt like Jack Nicholson in The Shining
by
the end
of
it.
It'll make you go insane.
Dude, I was losing my shit.
Yeah.
Towards the end, I was like, I can't be here anymore. I can't do it.
Last time I was in Vegas, we were there Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. By Monday, I was about ready to fucking shoot myself in the face.
No, I was like, I need to get. I gotta leave. I kept saying, I was like, I gotta get out of here. I can't.
I don't know how people do it.
I like, can't be here anymore.
People go there for like 2 weeks.
I asked Steve Renazizi, who I was with. I said, could you, for a large sum of money, live in a casino, like not leave at all for a year? And he's like, I don't think so,
dude.
Because he's like, we've been here 2 days. He's like, I'm already ready to kill myself.
You couldn't. For how much money?
Like $1 million, like a big sum. It'd be hard. It'd be hard.
I think you'd have to. I think you'd have to go through a lot of therapy afterwards.
I think you'd have to like have a very. But it every day there. We were there from Wednesday night till this morning, Sunday. It was just Groundhog Day. It was the same day over and over and over again. So I think you'd have to like be very, very regimented. Like hit the gym for a certain amount. You know.
Yeah, like, but also like
you'd just be bored out of your mind.
I think I would kill myself probably before I made it 6 months.
Or drink yourself to death.
That's
or something,
true too.
Or
eat. I'd have to go to rehab afterwards. I'd be scoring smack in the place. By the way, speaking of Groundhog Day, did you see that Bill Murray Super Bowl commercial for Jeep?
No, dude, I saw a picture of him and Chappelle in a random bar in South Carolina together.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how much they had to pay. Here's a guy who turns down good movies. Who reached out to him to get him?
You never know with him, though. He could either love Jeep or he knows some guy at the company. You never know with Bill Murray. Who knows?
But, dude, I think they just go, here's $10 million for 1 day's worth of work. It was a funny commercial, though. Very like it was the Groundhog Day. But then one day he sees like Ned Ryerson. It's that scene where he meets him on the street.
Yeah.
But then instead of that pickup truck that he gets into, he sees a Jeep, the new Jeep.
Yeah.
And he gets in that. And then every day he loves waking up because the Jeep's there. So it's him and the Groundhog driving around doing fun shit.
And it, I think was today's Groundhog Day?
Yeah. It was a great commercial, but I have no idea how the fuck they scored Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That's like, dude, you know any good directors? They're like, please be in my movie. And he's like, nah.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe because it's less of a commit. It's hard to say.
They gave him I think they're like, dude, $10 million. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, and it's a Super Bowl ad. So
I think it's also, it was like when I think everyone's going to fucking talk about it because it was one of those ones where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, seeing him in a commercial. Seeing him in movies now, you're like, whoa, what's this about?
The best is that Garfield movie he did because he saw it was written by Ethan Coen, but there's a different Ethan Coen, so it's the Coen brothers. Instead, he gets on set. It's not the Coen
maybe
brothers.
Maybe it was a similar thing with this.
What do you think the Coen? Who knows? Maybe a good director was like, who's worked with him. He's like, hey, man, we're going to do this.
It could be.
I can't. It's him hawking products. It just seems fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Very strange. We saw all sorts of great hookers and guys with them.
Were you the guys with the hookers?
We were not. Dude, we were at a bar one night, Thursday night, because like Friday and Saturday like got so fucking jammed with like people for Super Bowl, but Thursday was like a little slower.
Also, that's bad for Steve because that's his demographic, like sports fans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Were people just, like, fucking yelling shit?
No, not really.
League shit?
There was just so much, so many. Dude, they were, like, we saw Jamie Foxx, like, walked right by us.
Why would he be in Hollywood, Florida?
I think for the Super Bowl. It's, like, right outside.
Is this, like, a destination?
It's, like, right outside of Miami, and it's a huge casino.
Oh, it's so outside. Okay,
yeah,
maybe.
It's not far outside of Miami. I think, like, 20, 30 minutes.
So they closed down the one in Vegas, but they opened up a fucking brand new Hard Rock. I will say this, like, in Chicago, that was like the date spot. If you went on a date in high school, you went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago, and people were like, oh my God.
The Hard Cock.
We were such fucking hillbillies.
So we saw like, so this guy, we're watching this guy. He's at the bar. And I don't know if he had a stroke. Something was wrong with me, the cane. And so all of a sudden we see this chick come over to him. We're like, oh, she's definitely, like literally, like you saw her, see him across the bar, beelines it to him. So then, like, she keeps showing. She was like
crack whorish. Look, like crack whorish.
A little bit.
Okay.
So she starts showing him her phone a lot, and we're like, "Are they doing prices? Is she like saying what she'll do or whatever?"
She's like, "Just look at the phone while I whisper what different packages I offer."
Yeah, I don't know if that's like in case law enforcement. I don't know what that's. Yeah. Or just you don't want people to hear it. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was like, "Here, push in your credit card number."
Yeah, I don't know. So they're going back and forth a lot. And then all of a sudden, you see a woman come in. And we're like, oh, shit. Is this his wife? She goes up to him. And we're like, oh, man. And so the wife comes in on his other side. And he kind of like has like a befuddled like, oh. And we're like all watching this from behind him from afar. And we're like, oh, this is great. So then the wife and the lady start going like kind of back and forth.
Like
and
it, friendly or like she's like, I'd love to fuck you too.
Well, at first it looked like the wife was super pissed, but then it somehow turned it because then the lady.
How do you know it's not his daughter?
It definitely wasn't his daughter.
He's like, hey, Dad, look at all the, this is all the fucking penises I fucked today.
So then he starts, she starts, the lady starts showing her the phone. I don't know if it was to be like, look, this is like I don't know, whatever. But then the wife went from like looking to be angry to like look like she was into it and like entertaining maybe. And we're like, oh, is this a threesome?
How old were they?
The couple?
Yeah.
Probably 60s.
Maybe.
And then like, because I think her pimp was in the, we saw this guy like lurking around and he was with her before. And we think he gave her the eye because it was too much talking going on. And then she left. She's like, all right. Like, I stood up and was like.
Maybe the lady was like one of those real naive, like, oh, that's an interesting job. How do you like it?
No, but when she left, like, then at one point, the lady started really like hugging and like touching on the lady. Like, she was horny for it more than the guy. It was.
And she was definitely a hooker.
I would bet on that. Man. Solid.
I wonder what do they do Apple Pay now or like the swipe the top of the card on the phone?
I don't know.
It's not everybody. Nobody has cash now. How do you pay for a prostitute?
Seeing some of these guys, we kept joking that like you need to say like, hey, this is what I'm going to be wearing. Because some of the women are wearing like prom dresses and then the guys are dressed in like basketball shorts and a T-shirt. You're like, it's such an obvious mismatch.
Yeah.
You're like, you're clearly paying for this experience. Like you're not a couple. There's no way.
Yeah.
Or like a crate, you know, it's very easy to spot.
I would, place that, like this. But it is interesting now because nobody carries cash. Like, who's paying for hookers? Also, some of these hookers are charging like a grand.
Yeah.
Back in my day when you got a hooker,
they paid you.
You could pay in coupons.
They did one of the nights, they did like an NFL, the top 100 thing they did recently for the 100 year anniversary of the NFL. They like brought in the top 100. Or a lot of the players, like Ray Lewis. Like I was walking to the show, and I just looked to my right. Ray Lewis is like doing an interview.
What Hollywood, Florida, is some sort of hub?
I don't know.
I guess probably the only place people could get rooms.
Mark Sanchez, former quarterback of the Jets, and I was like, shit, I had to cross this like atrium to get to the show, and it was all roped off. And I was like, Then I realized you could go like this weird roundabout way. But like when I went through there, they set up a stage and this like stupid like. Water that falls from the ceiling that like all these idiot tourists like gather around and like take pictures and there's a stage there and I just hear like give it up for Evander Holyfield.
What?
I just look and he's just standing on the stage in a tuxedo and then he just goes like just puts his fist up and that was it and people were just I was like I don't get what this is.
What?
Like a gala is it? I didn't really understand what
that's
it was.
That's weird.
And then they're like here to join Evander George Foreman the third, George Foreman the fourth.
And I was like, and George Senior?
It's not even the real George. It was just the kids. And I was like, they couldn't get George, so they're bringing out his kids. Like,
what?
They have nothing to do with Evander Holyfield.
Nobody knows who the fuck these kids are.
I was like, what is this?
Are his kids boxers?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I was just like walking by. I was like, what is happening?
Here it is. It's Mike Tyson's third cousin.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, looked. I was like, what is this?
That's
is
fucking happening? Weird.
But dude, some of the outfits in this place were like some of these chicks' boobies were like all but out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been to a casino.
Oh, it's fucking, insanity. It's, just but to be there for like you're like, what is happening?
No, I know it's not. It's not a good place.
On the flight there, in my row, like so in my area, I was like, somebody's ripping the worst farts ever. Like classic rotten egg, like horrible farts. And the lady next to me keeps putting her fucking jacket over her face for these farts. And I think she thinks it's me.
Oh, maybe she's farting into her jacket.
I don't know.
To capture them.
And by the way, like a lot of people are wearing the fucking surgical mask because it's coronavirus in the airport.
Dude, I got news for you.
It's bizarre to see. It's a weird sight.
Also, dude.
And their hands are uncovered, though.
But
cover your hands.
Are they forgetting that the flu kills like 60,000 people a year?
It's all the media.
In the U.S.?
You know, who's banking is these surgical mask makers.
I know. They said they're out of stock, a lot of them.
People are wearing like these black ones that look almost like the ski mask people wear over their mouth and nose. Like those are...
Did you see Holtzman on Instagram?
No.
He had a surgical mask. He's eating sushi.
Dude, I see people like with them off. Like, it's like, what's the point of having it on if you're going to take it off?
Dude, people are forgetting that strep throat, a lot of it's now becoming antibiotic resistant.
It's gonorrhea antibiotic resistant.
And the flu literally kills tens of thousands of people in the U.S. alone.
I think we might be entering a heavy surgical mask in airports era. Dude, a lot of people are wearing them. A lot.
I mean, look, it's killing the
TSA
elderly.
Agents were wearing them.
Really?
People checking IDs.
Well,
I swear.
You know how many
that
people.
That may just be germs, but I don't know.
I've seen guys do that before.
Makes
though.
It hard to hear. You're like, I can't hear what you're saying to me. So you're muffled.
I would have coughed in their face. Be like, you're cool, bro. You got fucking. But they say it enters through your eye membranes, too.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Wear Steven Seagal shooter goggles?
And so the farts keep coming steady. Like horrific farts. Like I'm talking some of the worst you've smelled.
Are you sitting next to Ren Azizi?
No, he's sitting way up in the front of the plane. I'm sitting
so he's not smelling them.
No.
Okay. So they're it could be Ren Azizi's flowing back.
I've never had this happen on a plane. The flight attendant's like, comes to my area of the plane. He's like, we have a severe nut allergy in the area.
Oh, boy.
And if you have anything containing peanuts, I'm going to ask you not to eat it or have it. And it was like some little kid, like a, I don't know, they were 10-year-old.
Were you throwing peanuts up
there? Yeah. I said, hey, Jesus have some Christ. Of these. So like towards the end of the flight, it was me and two girls next to me. I was on the window, and I don't lie, I prefer to get up if I can. I feel, you know, like people sleep, you're like, I'm locked in here.
Yeah.
But I just heard a flight attendant go like, oh my God, I didn't even notice that. And she looked at the girl's feet on the aisle.
She had dog shit?
She had a dog at her feet in a bag. And she's like, has he just been sleeping this whole time? And she's like, sleeping and passing gas.
Oh, the dog was ripping him?
Dog was farting the whole fucking flight. And the girl next to me was like, oh, and I think she did think it was me.
Did she apologize to you? No, like, in my head.
I thought it may have been her, though. So I think, like, but it was the dog. She's like, it's a Frenchie. You know, he passes a lot of gas. I was like, then don't fucking bring him on a plane.
You.
Stinks, man.
You brought your smelly ass farting dog.
Yeah, it's like, and it's say farting. Don't say passing gas like it's a classy event.
Yeah.
It's not classy. It stunk horribly.
Dude,
and
what?
Other people, it could have started a fist fight. But, hey, stop
Dude,
farting.
You should have said you have a fart allergy.
Yeah.
So if everyone could please stop farting or I'll die.
Yeah. And I was like, thanks a lot. And then the lady behind's like, oh, you have a Frenchie? I do too. They exchanged dog Instagram accounts with each other.
Why?
So they could follow each other.
Because they have a dog. And her dog has a fucking Instagram
account? They both people.
You know what? They should have been shot by terrorists.
I was like, what are you doing?
I wish the air marshal would have pistol whipped them.
I was like, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
And the lady's like, oh, my dog has a lot of friends on there, you know. Like,
who? Dogs are like pervert?
Dogs. Like, I was like, well, what's the point? They're all people. It's stupid.
You asshole. They're not her friends. No, he doesn't give a fuck.
No, it's all your dog wants to do is fart and sleep in a fucking bag.
Dude, I hope the coronavirus comes here and wipes out fucking these fucking
dog
assholes.
Instagram exchange.
All the
like,
anti-vaxxers and the people that fucking use... wash their hands 80 times a day.
Yeah, I was like, she's You're like, what's fun. Your dog's Instagram? They like taking it down in the phone.
Did she go, my dog has an Instagram? And she's like, I do, mine does
well,
too.
She's like, my dog, because when she took it out of the fucking stupid bag finally, she's like, oh my God, my dog looks almost exactly like your dog.
Oh, what weird, crazy. It's the same fucking breed.
I was like, who cares?
What are you talking about? Why would it look, what did you think it was going to look like? A fucking German Shepherd?
I was like, even if they do, who gives a fuck?
He looks just like me. That's like me saying, I have a white rabbit. You have a white rabbit, and I'm like, oh my God, our white rabbits look identical. Yeah, you fuck.
You know she shows her, like, look how many likes you're getting on this. The dog, it's so stupid.
Dog has no fucking clue. Dude, this phone thing is out of fucking control. I went skiing on Thursday in Big Bear, and dude, there are people on the middle of a fucking jump with their buddy trying to get a fucking inst of them standing on this. Dude, I'm telling you, people couldn't do jumps because there were so many fucking people.
You should just plow
them.
Dude,
do you know how many people I saw with selfie sticks skiing down the fucking hill?
So
I mean, dude,
stupid.
I hope that they get impaled with them.
People do die from them a lot.
I heard people complaining about the Wi-Fi on the hill.
Then go home.
Don't ski. I see people.
Go to Starbucks where there's good Wi-Fi.
Dude, this is how bad it is. I see people on the Lyft. As soon as they get on the lift, they pull out their phone on a fucking chairlift. I don't pull out anything on a chairlift because it could fall. And they're playing on their phone until the end of the fucking lift. I don't know how many people
Where
don't
do they put
realize.
Their phones? What if you fall?
Dude, I saw people with phones. You could see the outline in their pockets on their tight suits on these chicks. I mean,
they don't get wet?
Dude, I saw people sitting on the side of a hill while I'm trying to do a run, fucking on their phone. Didn't give a fuck. They stopped in the middle of the fucking hill.
You should strip them into the snow.
I felt like fucking decapitating them my ski pole.
You should pull the pole through the phone. Break it.
Do you know
Kebab
what I should?
Kebab it.
I should just get a fucking samurai sword, like that pulls out of a ski pole, just fucking go down the hill.
Phone
kebab. Cutting the heads, man. Cutting people's arms off.
Yeah, it's the phones have gotten crazy.
It's all for Instagram.
And yeah, dogs all for the gram.
I can't believe it, man.
Everyone's trying to top everyone else.
And they don't realize that they're fucking up the whole hill or the fucking dog flight.
Well, it's become less about the experience and more about documenting the experience.
It's unbelievable.
Like where you'd have a lot more fun if you were just more focused on doing the actual activity.
Yeah.
Like if you're fucking, you're fucking. You're not like, hey, let me tell a quick story about fucking and then take pictures of it. And then like that becomes way less about what you're doing.
Dude, I found out about talking about filming fucking.
Someone's been filming you fucking for years?
Somebody filmed me fucking against my knowledge.
What? When?
Somebody told me that they saw, they asked to borrow a camera from somebody.
What?
And on the video. And I never
what?
Consented to this.
Is this you don't want to say who it is?
I don't want to say who it is, but somebody may have hidden a camera.
What?
While, yeah, somebody had told me about this. This is very disturbing news.
When? How long ago did this?
Years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Yeah. So.
So it may be released.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Wow.
Have
you talked to this person about?
No, I don't know. How do you go about it? Like, I'm racking my brain being like, did we ever consensually, but I never consensually filmed sex.
That's very strange.
I would never do it on my end because I just don't want that kind of stuff floating around.
Huh. Very strange circumstances.
Some sort of odd, yeah. So,
dude, the other night we were in this bar at the casino. Like, there's all these offshoot bars, and I look at this guy and I was like, oh, I know who that fucking guy is. It's one of Guy Fieri's best friends.
Dude, you think Guy was there?
No.
Are you sure?
I think he was at the game. I don't think he was at the Hard Rock.
Maybe he has a restaurant in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked, but I didn't see any. But this guy, you've seen him. He has a thick Boston accent. He's like a big fat guy. He got a DUI a while back.
Does he kind of look like Fieri a little bit?
No, he's like he wears like scally caps, like the newsboy hats. He's on like Triple G as a judge.
Okay,
his name's Bo McMillan because I didn't know his name. I Googled him. But I see him, and I'm like, oh, that motherfucker's like Fieri. He's one of those guys like, he's my brother from another mother.
Oh,
he's like one of those guys.
Dude, you should have gone, bought him a beer and got the dirt.
I was thinking about taking a picture with him to post it to be like, we're getting closer to Fieri. But he seemed drunk, and he was with I think he's married. He's with a woman, like another couple.
Dude, you should have asked him for some Fieri dirt. And he left, and he
came back with two packs of cigarettes, and he's like, it's just funny seeing the guy. It's like, oh man,
dude, so close to his best boy.
I know, one of. Yeah, I saw the guys like this fucking
dude,
guy.
He's got his best boy is that guy and Bert,
two best friends. Yeah. He had to have been at the game, you would think, right?
100%. Dude, they said the average price of a ticket was $10,000. Who the fuck can afford to go to the goddamn? Who would pay $10,000?
It's all corporate, and just like That's super insane. Rich people.
Yeah, but are you out of your fucking mind?
Is it like the arena? It can't be though. Every ticket, right?
I heard when they were like, John Hamm's here. So is.
I'm sure a ton of celebrities.
And I was like, I don't care.
They may even be given to them like tickets by their agencies.
But dude, what does the stadium hold? 80,000?
Oh, a ton, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Who the fuck's, how can you afford to go to a fucking game? That many people have that kind of money to go fuck? By the way, who cares?
How long seeing a Super Bowl game would take because of all the commercials, the halftime. Like, it'd be like 6 hours, maybe longer.
Yeah, it's all day. I mean, regular games are way too long.
Yeah, and this is like the longest of the long. Halftime, super long.
You know the very first Super Bowl they played? I guess NBC and CBS because it was the AFL versus the NFL. And neither of them have a tape of it except one guy whose dad recorded it off the TV.
Well, that's the only existing?
Yeah, the NFL's been trying to get it from him, and the guy's like, no way.
They better pay up.
Dude, he probably must be asking, like, give me like $80 million. He actually sent it to have it restored at like the Paleo Center in New York or something. They took 3 months to restore it. And the NFL's like, you know, the NFL is a bunch of bullies. They're like, rightfully, that's our property, and we need to have it back. This is historical things
they
that we need.
Should have done a better job of recording.
Can you imagine some guy's dad, one of the earliest ways to record it off the TV, still fucking had a copy of it? It's Jesus. A great story, and the guy won't give it to him.
That is good. Real quick, thanks to Rory and Greg for coming out. Greg's from Valpo.
I know. You said he went to school with my brother and sister.
Yeah,
I gotta ask him about him.
He I don't know, like, this should be a special Patreon level. My parents were at the early show last night, Saturday night. He met my parents. It should be a special Patreon level behind the scenes. I was like, this is real funny.
You guys all hang out?
I was talking to my parents when he came over, like, I was like off to the side.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey man. And then Rory said he bought a Manscape while using our promo code. It's a BetDSI action using our promo code. Yeah, so it was good meeting them. And they're sorry, I forget your ladies' names, but it was kind of clear that the ladies weren't big fans.
Are they ever? Now there are some.
But yeah, they both like drove almost exactly from where my parents came from. So it was like
they should have all gotten a ride
together.
That's
what I said. It was like an hour and a half, carpool. Almost 2 hour ride. So thank you guys for coming out. Sorry we weren't closer to you, but yeah, it's good meeting you guys.
Oh, and then we got some rye sent to us at the store. Templar rye
bread
from
Andy Lyle.
Yep.
A Lyle.
So now I have a Valve's collection of John Little's right now on the timeout list.
We have a Danish O'Neill. We could start our own bar.
It's all good shit. So when John Little gets back here, we're going to have to get a fucking funnel and start pouring it down. He may never come back.
We may have to donate it to the bar. I don't know if he wants us to say the name of the bar. Kevin, a.k.a. The Boosh.
The Boosh.
Yeah, to his bar. Give him some bottles.
No, I'll keep him. I give him away. Like, when John Little finally comes back,
when he's
good
off
graces,
suspension, we'll get him drunk.
Yeah, we'll have him back in.
Real quick, this is from Charles. Emailed me. He said, "I'm sure you guys are sick of talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter, but he strikes again on, pardon my take, a Barstool podcast. He's still making the rounds. He's on Dr. Oz. Yeah. We can get into it if you want, or we can just wait.
I will just go quick.
Yeah.
I think we really got deep into
it. Yeah, he said got some gems, more gems in it. Like when his phone got a text message, the ring tone was wind chimes, and the hosts were like, what's that noise? Is that wind chimes? He was like, yeah, sorry, I'm Apache. Also,
he's Apache.
Also, they talked about his clothes from the New York Times article, and he said, he loves black, but his new, in quotes, assistant made him wear colors. So you guys are right. He's got new PR. Pretty funny interview. He's definitely trying to hold on to fame by his fingertips.
He just got engaged, and his kids hate the lady.
Well, they're saying no, though. Because
there's no ring.
And he claims he was overtaken by emotion, so they asked. And I don't know, but he was crying, so it seems real. I don't know what he's doing.
There was no ring. They go,
he was on Dr. Oz, and he's like, she makes me feel good, man.
He said he proposed to her. She said yes, but then they go, there's no engagement. Like, what are you talking about? And then his daughter just got arrested.
Yeah, baby Lisa got arrested. Lisa. Almost got in a fight with her friend. And then
with her lover.
Got in the cops. Oh, she,
I thought it was her, she's lesbian.
Oh, she is?
That's what I heard. Oh, that's what I thought it was.
She had a husband at one point.
Oh, maybe. Well, I don't know. It's okay. All allegedly. I didn't read it clearly.
The Bounty Hunter family. That's their last name, right? The Bounty Hunters?
Yeah.
They're going through a tough time.
Yeah, dude. Created by themselves. I mean, you out of your fucking... This guy is like, without Beth's big old beefers, he's like, who am I?
It's weird, though. But then he's like, because he made a big deal. But like, I promised Beth that I was never going to be, you know, like, be with anyone else.
Yeah, but
now,
what kind of person, like, wouldn't you go, I want you to be happy, you should be out there fucking somebody else.
You can't see Beth being like, you better not be Big Daddy.
Yeah, if you fuck any other, but I'll fucking come back.
I'll go haunt your dick.
Yeah, no, she...
And then he's like, with that emphysema laugh he has. Yeah. He's a fucking... He smokes 80 packs a day.
Can't even get a word out.
When he's not fishing on the side of a highway trying to get recognized.
Dude, unbelievable.
Do you think if we reached out to him,
yes,
he would do it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing everything.
I think he'll whittle his way down to us, yes.
Eventually.
Yeah.
We may have to wait like 6 months.
I just don't know. I mean, those Barstool guys were like mocking him, it seemed.
Yeah, I think they know it's a joke. So. I got this one too a few weeks ago. I was the ornithologist who contacted you guys about O'Neill's owl attack a few years ago, and I'd be happy to weigh in on the mountain lion party for the most recent episode where it was five mountain lions together.
Or you're having an orgy.
Well, I'm not a lion expert. I work with a mammologist. It's new. I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's a mammologist.
Who is, and he says it's extremely rare to see a group of mountain lions together other than a female with young or during mating season. Not sure where Abby got the information. It was CNN.com, I think.
Yeah.
Let Danish and O'Neill, Beach Cops, and Bunder City keep up the good work, Dr. R.
This guy's a real doctor.
Yeah.
It's CNN saying, I guess they're mammologists. Probably
shit.
Doing some fake news.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Well,
he's weighing in. Yeah, Dr. Oz was capitalizing on him this time.
Ari should go on Dr. Oz.
Why is Ari?
I'm autistic.
Has he been in the news? I haven't heard
anything. No, I was just saying. Just go on.
You're just suggesting it.
I don't know what Ari's up to. I haven't heard from him in a while.
I saw Earl Skakel tweeted out a great link of Tom Morris.
Oh my God.
Singing it looked to be in a South American cantina.
Yeah, that wasn't the same South American cantina that I had been shown a video of from Rick Ingram from his buddy's ex-girlfriend who ran into him in like Honduras.
Yeah, I asked Big Earl because he texted it to me as well, and I said, "How'd you get? I got moles everywhere."
Why does he ever just tell us the goddamn truth,
or just say something directly instead of all this
also
side antics?
Whoever you know, we also know. Like, what do you mean you like? Why don't you just go? Yeah, my buddy Tim went down there and saw.
It's almost like a veiled threat in case we don't call the dogs off. I'll blow your life up.
He. Speaks.
Maybe he'd take your sex. It was one of his moles.
He could have, dude. He speaks in fucking riddles. They're like the worst. They're like, "I got people." Like, what do you
like?
Who? Just tell me who, dickhead.
It's like, I'm not going to tap him. I don't care. It doesn't really matter to me who it is.
Yeah.
The video.
I've asked some stuff. Like,
I would get if I was like, I don't want that video to be up. Like, who is it? Tell me.
Yeah.
Like then. But if I like the video, what does it matter if I know who did it?
He'll tell me something. I'd be like, "Where'd you hear that?" "Oh, I got sources." So I go, "Yeah, I know. Just give me their name."
All right, Deep Throat.
So that I know whether I can believe them or not. Because if they're a liar and I know they're a liar, then I'm not going to fucking listen
to it. Be cool. Relax. Come on.
He's such a fucking
Jim idiot. Hopper.
He's a guy who I think needs to do drugs and drink because I think his brain is turning to mush from not doing it.
From Predator knowledge. There's only so many 80s trivia and shit you can store up there.
Dude, I think he has early onset Alzheimer's.
They're studying his brain. They say it's of a 100-year-old Alzheimer patient.
And he's never done any drugs or anything. I think he's losing its malleability. He is getting a little out there, a little crazy.
Sometimes he can't get out of the Predator. It used to be he could kind of come and go. Sometimes he's getting stuck.
Dude, someday I could see him. You're just going to see him like just in the back hallway going, "Mom, mom, 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 mom." Like he can't stop. Yeah. Just drooling.
Tom, some good. He's still got the vocal cords.
He's got pipes, dude, like an angel.
He might get signed off of this.
He's got pipes like an angel.
There was a couple.
He's got hair like a scarecrow.
Somebody pointed out there was a couple like kind of like make like almost making out like off to the side.
Yeah,
he's outside like just sitting on a stool.
Where the hell's they gonna put
it? Didn't look like it was a very populated area.
Do you think he pays them to play there, or do you think they give him? Or do you think
it's like an open mic?
A bucket.
A bucket full of diarrhea that people can throw at him.
What is he, a clown? Is he one of those guys where
I would love to throw a bucket of diarrhea.
Is it like
at
a dunk
guy.
Tank, but it's diarrhea?
I think you just throw whatever you want. They just put
you reach your hand in and make a ball of it and throw it at him.
You can whip. They leave like old produce from the kitchen. You can whip at them.
What do you think would happen if you walked up to him? You were there. You just slapped him across the face and left.
I think he'd be like, "Okay, I get what that was about. This next song is called Slap in the Face."
You're bitter, okay? I get it.
Because he ain't making it the storm. Go back to Adam. He sucks. Okay?
One day we should get enough money to fly down there
and
just slap him in the face.
Just every night go to his shows.
Or Because they don't do anything about crime there. We could pay off the cops. We go just beat the shit out of them in an alley.
I'd like to take the guitar, and I think I've said this before, hit him over the head like the Honky Tonk Man, 80s wrestling.
What if you killed him?
Just break him. Well, it's,
if he dies, he dies.
I'll go to a different South American country under an assumed name.
Just don't go back to South America. Just go right to the
South
airport.
America, Lebowski.
Your South American privileges have been revoked.
Go back to North America where there's no extradition to South America.
Yeah, they're not going to say.
You just broke my guitar and my hair.
Can you imagine that? Well, I need you to be extradited. Yeah, it's like
we could do two different things. We could break the guitar that would knock him unconscious, then shave his head like Brutus the Barber Beefcake, his prized hair. He wakes up bald.
I would sodomize him with something I found on the sidewalk, like the end of a stool or something.
We should bring Holtzman with us, our new friend from the Dead Air podcast, where he had some problems apparently with Eleanor Kerrigan
and Dice's children.
Yeah, they walked out.
I talked to him about it. Only one of them. The other had to go because it was his ride.
Oh, okay.
One was cool, and then one. I don't know. I didn't. I wasn't privy to it.
Well, how did Eleanor handle it?
She went right back in and talked. I guess the items of interest broke him.
The item of interest. If you haven't heard of the podcast, we were on there.
Check out the Dead Air podcast. If you want to see the brilliance.
It can break a man down. I could see Earl getting broken down by it.
Yeah.
When are we going to do Predator Lines? Be cool.
Holtzman had a long conversation with me about it.
About the incident?
You know, he's really like that. Now he speaks to me like a real person instead of like, and he gets like real deep and dark.
Talking to him about like behind like any sort of showbiz is always great.
Yeah.
He has like very odd takes on everything.
Dude, I'm still dying about what he said to that. You said that he said to that chick who's super annoying.
It's one of the craziest.
You might as well say it.
So I was in the main room, green room.
She's like one of these people that shows up at the Comedy Store and is like, just inserts herself in the place too fast. She's not a comedian, I don't think.
She is.
She is.
But I don't think.
But she's like, she's like inserted herself and she's a lunatic.
Yes, and those are the worst people there because
and she's driving people that work there crazy because she doesn't stop fucking talking.
They interrupt conversation. You know, they have they don't understand how things work.
No social decorum.
Yeah, and it's like, hey man, like we're trying to talk here. Like we don't need your fucking chiming in. So I was in the main room, green room. I was talking to Brian Holtzman. She was in there, and there was another.
What was she doing in there?
She was in there with another comic.
I know, but she shouldn't be in there at all.
Yes,
you guys were performing.
Yes.
She shouldn't be in there. That's, dude, I didn't go in that room. Even after I started working there, I don't think I went in that room for a year.
Talking to Holtzman, and he was, as I discussed on the Dead Air podcast, he was cleaning the main room.
Always
green
does.
Room, and she just kept peppering with question. Like, why are you cleaning the green room? Why are you doing this? Why didn't, like, and you could see him losing patience of like, he was kind of answering, but kind of not.
Yeah.
She was interrupting the other comic, talking to them, and the other comic, hey man, like, just chill out. And so then she's like, what are you drinking? And he's like, cranberry juice. And she's like, and? Because you could tell it was delirious or something.
I just picture her. She's so annoying.
And he said, soda water. And she said, not alcohol? And he said, no, I don't drink alcohol. And she said, what happens if you drink alcohol? And he leaned in through grit teeth. He said, I rape women. And we were like, oh, my God. And she didn't react. And he said, and my father's a U.S. senator, so I've been getting away with it for over 30 years.
And did he say, like, I've raped 35 women?
Yeah, it's some number. And we were like, oh, my God.
It's the greatest response to somebody that's driving you fucking crazy that I've ever heard. What did she say? She just fucking leave?
She said she, like, had some stupid follow-up question. He just went back to cleaning.
What a great response to somebody that's just driving you crazy.
I think the message was delivered, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Somebody offered her $20 to shut the fuck up and leave him alone.
Somebody who worked there.
Yeah.
She told me about it.
And
she
told him
happy.
I'd split it with him if I could also get in on this.
There are still some elements of the old Comedy Store.
Yeah. And they haven't all gone by the wayside.
Alive. But
you always get new people in there that are lunatics.
It's always going to attract weirdos. Speaking of which, an old school Comedy Store open micer on my flight this morning of Florida.
Dude. He's not an open micer. He's doing a paid gig there.
I can't believe. Like,
give his name.
Andy Kern, ladies and gentlemen. Dude. Look him up. K-E-R-N. Andy Kern.
This guy.
We open mic with him
was
fucking over 15 years ago now.
This guy was one of the worst guys I've ever seen in my life.
He, I don't know. Something's off about him. I don't know what it is.
He's doing gigs on the road,
which is crazy.
And by that, when you look him up on YouTube,
he's,
I think there's
Key West. He did like a whole Florida swing.
Yeah, you'll be like, because right now you hear guys doing road gigs, you're like, oh, how crazy could it be? No, like this isn't like. He's not doing theaters. No, but I'm saying like the fact that he even...
That
he even knows how to get on an airplane.
After today, yeah, I'm shocked.
Dude, he had a bit about how he claims he could have played in the NFL. And I remember he was doing... He started the bit out and Don Barris happens to walk in the original room. He's doing the open mic.
Was it the NFL or Major League Baseball?
No, it was the NFL. And he goes... I could have played in the NFL, and Don Barris is like, you didn't want it bad enough. It was the most well-timed heckle. It killed the room. He couldn't finish his bit, and he was like, oh, he didn't know what to fucking do.
He looks,
I was dying.
Google him or YouTube him, because there is footage of him killing, which hurt me to watch earlier today.
Yeah, but killing in Florida, maybe, like
you
some
can also,
retirement home?
At the Ice House in L.A.
Oh, boy.
You can also watch him, though, die horribly in other clips. He was doing like this small charity function. He's bombing horrifically.
I need to find these crowds that people like him... Because I've seen other guys. I was looking up some... There's some guy at some comedy club that teaches like comedy classes there. And because I occasionally perform there, I get these fucking emails for it. And I can't unsubscribe. And so I look this guy up and I'm talking like, this guy was killing, but with the weakest shit.
Oh, this guy.
And I go, who are these crowds?
This guy did... he's doing an impression of a Chinese waiter. With like, and then he's like, hey, man. Learn the language of this country, Spanish, and like huge fucking laugh, huge laugh. Jesus. And I was like, why? In my mind, I'm like, why do I even bother? Why bother?
Yeah, why?
Like when this exists and this is what somebody likes. Why bother?
He had confidence for days. I will give him that.
That's
like
the insanity.
The open mic when he was doing it. And we loved him. It was me, you, and Mark Ellis.
Oh, three of us.
We loved him
Ellis
so much.
Ellis was always champion Andy Kern.
Yeah. He's like, and dude, he's been, I did see him like four or 5 months ago I saw him. And Ellis too.
So I'm on a flight and all of a sudden.
That's crazy.
I see, he looks kind of like Steve Brule, a little bit, like his more normal brother. The hair's not as crazy, but he's wearing glasses like that this morning.
But normal in the Brule sense. Like, yes. Brule genetics.
Yes.
But slightly more functioning. Yeah.
So he is like, he's carrying I thought it was like either a ski pole like to walk with, like to his parents. I swear to God.
I'm freaking out.
And it's wrapped in like a jacket or something. I just see him like, I see him have words with the flight attendant. At first, this is before I know. I'm like, is that him?
Does Ren Azizi know who he is?
No, I told
him. When he was hosting? When Renzi's host the open mic?
I don't think he had any idea who
he
was.
I have no fucking idea.
He wasn't sitting with me either. And so I was like, is that him? Because I was like, it looks like him, but I wasn't positive. I haven't seen the guy in forever.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hat, and I was like, I don't know. Like, what are the chances?
Dude, that one of the craziest...
Yeah, coincidence.
On a plane.
So I see him, you know, of all the airlines, of all the times.
Yeah.
So I see him have words with the flight attendant. I see her give a look like, what? Like, I don't know what he said, but it was like, what the fuck is your deal?
He can be very aggressive.
And so I saw her give a look of like, not very, like, not into it. I'm not saying like he came on to her, but like whatever he said, she didn't like.
Yeah, it was off-putting.
So he comes back. I'm sitting in like row 20-something, and he comes back there, and I'm watching
this
guy.
Does he see you? Would he recognize you?
I don't think he would.
He seems like he's oblivious to everything around him.
I think he's
him.
So in his own world that he has no idea. So he starts... So he takes the thing off, whatever the object is, and it turns out to be a fishing pole.
What the fuck?
That's in two parts. Like, it's in half.
Dude,
both parts are like... Also, it's like a long fishing pole.
If you're going fishing in Florida and you live in L.A., why don't you just rent a fucking pole when you get there? Who brings a fucking
weirdo?
And also, it's not even in a case.
No.
Like, he just has it as his carry-on.
So he starts...
What is he doing?
So I'm not kidding. It took about 5 minutes of him trying to like counterbalance it because where you reel it in is heavy, that part. So it keeps like flopping over on the side.
Where is he putting it?
In the overhead.
And
it takes
why does he just put it in the overhead and let it...
No, because it was full and he was trying to get it on like the very end. So then
all of them were full. It was a full flight.
It was pretty full, which sucked.
God damn.
And so then he just sits down like two rows behind me. And flight attendant who hated him is like, where are you sitting? And he's like, oh, what I told you before. Row 10, I'm not a liar.
That's totally him. He's like so fucking aggressive about shit like that.
The woman's like, okay. So she's like, then why are you sitting in like row 25? And he's like, because no one's sitting here. She's like, sir, we haven't finished the boarding process. He just decided that he was going to sit there because no one's sitting there.
What an asshole.
And she goes, you have to go to your seat. And he like starts giving her like bad. Like, he's like,
no.
I was like, he might get either arrested or thrown off.
But do you remember that in the open mic?
Oh, yeah, all those crazy people were like
and
that.
And you would be like, hey, man, you can't, you know, I don't have time for you. And he'd be like, come on, man, put me, what are you talking about?
Psychotic.
And it's like, dude, I have a job here.
That's why some people were like, well, you guys were kind of crazy when you hosted. It's like, yeah, you host every week and deal with that sort of attitude.
Yeah.
Off, like, put me up. And you're like, you're not on the list. Who? I need to go up, man.
So this guy goes, I'll just sit any seat that doesn't have anybody in it right now,
anywhere he wanted. And he goes, I'll sit here.
How does this guy function in life?
And she goes, you got to go up there. And he goes, well, then can I come back here? She's like, we'll see. I don't know. There's very well could be someone sitting here.
How annoying is her fucking job when you have to deal with assholes like
she
that?
She goes, the flight's pretty full. And he's like, yeah, but now my stuff's all the way back here.
Well, that's his fucking
fault. And she goes, well, I don't, she goes, okay. She's like, you can come back and get it at the end of the flight.
So you
like,
should have pulled her aside and go, hey, I know who this guy is.
I've dealt with him. Yeah. Well, then she goes, she started being like, what's your name? To be like, what's to find out what's
got
going
kicked
on.
Off.
He goes, she goes, what's your last name? I heard him go, K-E-R-N. And I was like, oh, Andy Kern, it is you. And because I'm like just kind of like over my shoulder the whole time, like, oh, this is great.
Oh, my God.
So then he finally goes up to his seat. Of course, he's a middle seat. He was trying to sit on the aisle back there.
Oh, fuck.
And then eventually, yeah, of course, the person, he was sitting in some other guy's seat. And so then he, thank God, who sat up there the whole time.
Oh, so he was sitting. And so they had, she goes, now he has to go across against the grain of traffic.
So I was like assuming he was going to be one of those guys who stands up like while you're taxiing and just bull charge back there, like while the flight's in motion. But he waited. But I saw him like, because I'm like, it got my turn to get off. And so I'm going and he's just standing like almost dead in front of me and bull charges at me like he was going to like run me over. And
wait,
like,
when the plane bore?
When I'm getting off.
Oh, to like get
everyone, stuff. Everyone near him had gotten off.
What a fuck.
He starts coming at me like hard and I like held my, like, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking like plow me in and the rest of the people. And then he fucking did a quick like into like a row right to my side to the like stood.
Oh, so he's still got the footwork.
And he's trying to get.
For the NFL.
Yeah, of course. And he's trying to go against the grain.
God. God. What
like,
a fucking.
I was like hoping he'd either got thrown off or arrested or both. Or that he did something crazy where I could get to like beat him up and tie him down.
Dude, you got to check him out on YouTube.
Oh,
just
look
to know,
at his shit.
As soon as you see him, you'll know exactly. It'll all make sense.
I don't think it was ever him in specific, but it was guys like him who Tommy'd be like, you got to put him up. He called me this week.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't him, but
no, but like guys like that.
But that guy came
this guy,
in.
Vernon James was the guy who did that.
Oh, yeah.
But, and you're like, I don't. Okay, he called you. So what? So you're going to set the precedent if they call you that they have to go up? That
Kern used to drop credits on me, and I go, dude, you act like I don't live in this town. You act like I just moved here. I know that this, like, whatever bit part you were on this, like, it makes no difference.
I fell down a Kern rabbit hole on YouTube earlier, and he did some fucking, like,
I've done that.
He did some charity show in, like, Northern California.
I've seen
that. And it was
that.
On, like, local news, but it was, like, a real shitty local news.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we try to get the best comics, you know. A lot of them are doing other jobs, though, so it's hard. It can be hard to do.
You know who he kind
like,
of reminds
he's
me
like,
of?
He's like, I like the crowd to have a lot of fun, though. It's like, oh, I like the other comics who want the crowd to have a horrible
they
time. Yeah,
suck. Do you know who kind of reminds me? Your buddy's golf coach.
Yeah, a little bit.
He has that sort of vibe.
Former
have we ever
coach.
Talked about that guy?
No, former.
We got to do a deep dive on that guy.
Oh,
I
man.
Still have the videotapes. This guy did... He was a coach. He coached professional golfers, and he
was more though of like a sideshow, like golf entertainer.
Yeah. But he did stand-up comedy and
for a period. I don't know how long, but then he did like I'll mix my two loves, golf and comedy, and started doing like trick shot exhibition.
And your buddy's
like
a pro golfer, and it was his coach, and he goes,
for
hey.
For a period of time, which I think now he realizes that was a big mistake.
Say, should I say his name? I know his name. I know the name.
I say leave the name off, okay. But...
He did a video, a golf video.
Although part of me wants to say the name, because he, for a while, would give me unsolicited comedy advice.
Remember, I used to say, you got to talk to this guy to get the advice, because we were dying, because...
We used to watch the VHS back in the early 2000s.
So he had like a Dorf on Golf style. It was like instructional
was
video,
so bad.
But also there were jokes. But I'm talking
doing,
bottom of the barrel, Bob Hope ripoff.
He's doing
jokes.
Jackie Mason impressions. Oh, Steve Martin with the arrow through his head.
Yeah, all he had was the arrow, and he's like doing a weird dance.
Oh, it was so fucking.
Dude, how
bad.
Many times did we watch that video?
Oh, I'd say
20
at least, maybe 30? More.
30,
maybe more.
We would watch it once a day for a while.
It was so unfunny. I prank called this guy in college. And because he did trick shot like shows, and it was all about me.
He was a good trick shot guy.
It was about me trying to book him for a trick shot show. He got so serious about it. It was like a 10-minute call. Me asking, I was like, because he claims he shot the shot of the millennium for golf at when 1999, when it struck midnight to 2000. He claims he hit the first shot in golf.
Oh my god! Dude.
And so I was like, is that true? You hit? He's like, oh yeah, I hit the shot of the millennium. Like,
oh, he was great to talk to. Like, I think you called him, and I was listening on the other line to listen to this fucking.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, watch out.
Jay Bird.
Dude, do you remember that sometimes we'd take a break from writing and we'd be like, pop the tape in. We got to watch the tape.
Oh, it was so fucking bad. He told me I could keep this joke. He's like, you know, you got to do stuff that people like. Like, you ever go to a baseball game? These guys are always adjusting them. So there's a reason they're called professional ball players. He's like, you can have that one.
Did
I'm
he
like,
say
oh,
that?
Thanks.
It's a little edgy, but.
Yeah, he's like, that's edgy. I remember we were talking. I think, were you on the phone?
I was on the phone. I do think I was on the line because we were like, oh no, we said we'd love to get some comedy advice
remember
from you.
He brought up like Andrew Dice Clay, but I forget what it was in regards to.
Yeah.
But like we knew Dice.
Yeah.
Not
and,
well.
But we were like, we pretended we didn't know anything and we were just getting our feet
wet. But I think
wet.
We said the ballpoint, like, oh, that's really edgy.
Oh yeah, we were dying. I go, that's great.
And we were like, that's kind of edgy.
I was on that. Yeah.
What you like, that is kind of edgy. And he's like, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's a good one.
Yeah, his advice was like rock bottom of the barrel, worst advice you could ever
remember
give.
Remember he was doing, he was coming out of stand-up retirement because Michael Winslow supposedly wanted him to do some like gymnasium stand-up show.
Oh, do you remember when he was doing stand-up before like a PGA event and he's like, we got Chichi Rodriguez over here.
He was drawing a painting because he's also a painter.
He's also a painter.
He's one of those guys who has 80 different things. He doesn't do any of them that well.
He
said, oh, he's like, you an artist, Tichy? Oh, yeah, you're a BS artist, huh?
And people were dying. Again, people were dying.
He was killing.
Yeah, he goes, you're a real BS artist.
Yeah, he paints like famous golf holes like throughout history.
I brought that up to him. I remember the call now because I go, you said BS artist. He's like, yeah. And I go, I mean, that's kind of edgy. He's like, what do you mean? I go, I mean, I know what it stands for. And he's like, what are you talking about?
He was so fucking annoying.
I think we pretended that we do like such clean comedy that the stuff he was doing was so shocking.
We were pretending to be appalled by some of his material.
Oh, and he would go off the cuff. Because even your buddy goes, you got to admit he's quick.
And I was like, no. No, I don't have to admit it at all.
We did at that time too. We did nothing but crowd work, and we kept saying, "You're so quick. You gotta go up there. You gotta work on it."
Then I think he started talking to us about like fucking where he was from and like Coney Island or some bullshit.
I think so. The call went from hilariously entertaining to now I don't want to listen to this guy speak anymore.
God, a fucking guy.
We gotta get that tape out.
We gotta put him in touch with Andy Kern.
You think he's still doing
this
stuff?
This guy had coloring books related to golf. I mean, he had
ultimate salesman.
Oh, every product you could think of, this guy had.
Didn't he have a kid's book for golf?
I think he had, dude, seriously, like anything you could think
of. Didn't he get like Miss America or Miss like...
Some fitness model. Remember? If you have any soup kids hanging around your house, you can use those as dumbbells. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was teaching her how to like do golf-related fitness. He made a golf-related fitness video.
Yes, that was it. He had golf-related fitness. What fucking... What thing are you going to do to get in shape swinging a club
around?
How
much of his own money did this guy weigh unless he just got idiots to give him money?
I thought he financed that himself.
I think he probably did.
That was back in the day when you would like sell VHSs in the back of golf magazines.
This fucking guy.
It was, that was like, man, I got to break that tape out.
Kern and him should go on a tour.
I would pay any amount of money to see that.
Today I saw Kern had his hat on, but I saw videos online where he didn't have his hat on.
Yeah.
He is like, so he has that fro. He is like a crazy gray just in one spot. So he looks like a mad scientist.
Oh, really?
It's an interesting
look.
He
always looks insane.
He was wearing like an oversized Guy Fieri, like button down shirt.
Yeah.
With like big baggy jeans. And he's like kind of doing this like zany, like weirdo.
He's
got to
be
character.
On the spectrum.
He's a weird motherfucker. he's very aggressive.
Yeah. He's like that. And he's also, he's a bigger guy.
Yeah, he's tall.
I mean, kind of like, he is built a little like an old football player.
I mean,
he
almost played in the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he has CTE.
That's what I thought. I thought he had CTE.
Loves fishing, apparently.
Who brings their own pole on a, unless you're going like, was it for catching like huge fish? Also, like, who's in love with that? You could get a pole for like $20.
I'm shocked
throw it
he
away.
Didn't have like a fucking plastic bag with a fish in it on the flight.
I'm surprised
it
he didn't have a plastic bag with his clothes in it. Like the guy packs either paper or plastic.
God, and like, yeah, it's crazy when you, and it's, I don't know what's crazy, that he's on my flight or that he was out doing a comedy show anywhere.
Both.
Like that equally. Anyone would enjoy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's in your area. Hit him up. Yeah, tell him.
Make sure you're out of town.
Tell him we turned you on to his comedy. He'd be like, who?
Yeah, I don't think he remembers anybody.
No.
But he was so, like, it's so weird that he probably wouldn't even remember us, but he, like, I remember every time we'd perform, like, Ellis and I would always, we gotta watch Kurt go up.
He'd probably be like, those guys sucked. Yeah. They're not funny like me. They don't make sure the crowd has a good time. He has a website. Let me go to it because I saw him plug it. I think it's Andy.
Wait, plug it to the stewardess on the plane?
And no, on that stupid.
Yeah, you just type it in. He's on there. That's how I found all his gigs. That's how I knew that he was gigging in there. Like, he is a man. What a fucking. He's one of the true gems of that era that's still alive.
I know. It is crazy. Because
a lot
is
of them
still
died.
Doing it. I looked at his Twitter.
His YouTube videos are the best. I mean, his website just says, you've seen him on Comedy Central, VHS,
no,
all this stuff. I mean, maybe you happen to be walking by. They're doing some sort of live thing.
Here he is on Facebook.
I mean, you're not going to get much out of him on this. It's just going to say.
He was at the Casablanca Casino early January.
There must be a lot of gigs out there that we don't know about.
Like, I saw him. The one I saw, that charity event that he claims he does every year, there was like five people at it.
He claims it is.
Look
like
at this headshot. I think he's dipping here. He's wearing a baseball jersey. This is like, look, he has a lip in, right?
Yeah, it looks like I saw his like, he claims he went from the Chitlin circuit to the like fucking to Hollywood. So I don't know. There was something in there about the Chitlin circuit, is what he said.
He has a lot of private events. He does a lot of military shows. But he's like, I guess he's
dude,
probably,
why would you subject the military
I know,
to this kind of...
someone to fucking snap?
Oh, my God.
He's anyway. Probably clean, I would guess.
Yeah, I think he was super clean. I think he was like the golf guy. It was like that sort of anything super edgy.
Let's see his bio. Growing up on the outskirts of Chicago, Andy's stories will have you spellbound. Andy Kern dreamed to become a professional football player. Once he realized that wasn't going to happen, he jumped into stand-up comedy. Andy went from that is the Chitlin circuit in South Central to Comedy Central. No, he didn't. Andy's star has been rising ever since, from Canada to California.
By the way, he may have. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Legally.
Allegedly.
He was, if he said, I don't know. He might have been on there.
From Canada to California, he's performed in comedy clubs, colleges, military bases, and casinos. He's also appeared on VH1 and Comedy Central.
Yeah, check, get him. He's worth it.
There's an article about him. It says, campus comedy show hurts cheeks.
Yeah,
Your butt cheeks.
People love him. He's not my favorite guy.
I think he's good.
But I haven't seen him in a long time, so maybe you'll love him. All right, let's move on for this guy.
Andy Kern.
Crazy.
Dude, the hotel pool, such a missed opportunity. So like they had like a million different pool areas.
Yeah.
Like in the Hard Rock, they always have the sand, the beach area.
Yeah.
And the regular pool area. Then there was this one pool that was seriously like, it looked like a legit like a large pond, like huge across, but it was only for like kayaks and fucking
you could kayak.
Stand up paddle boards and you had to pay like $40 for like a half hour.
But it would have been, no one was ever in it my whole time. I was like, I wanted to swim it so bad because it was
sure
so.
Just jumped in.
I said there was lifeguards everywhere. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, and no one was doing
Dude,
it.
Dude, why would you charge that much at a hotel? Why wouldn't you just charge $5 or complimentary?
No one was doing it. It's like, there's a reason no one's doing it. Those prices are crazy.
$40?
For a half hour.
Dude, for $20, you can actually go out in the ocean and use one for an hour.
And I was like, just let me swim across this thing.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
what a fucking ripoff, man. $40 to do it in a pool? Yeah. Well, who cares? You're in a fucking pool.
Dude, they also,
who wants to kayak in a pool anyway?
They also
anyway?
Had those, like, paddle, the ones you pedal with your feet, like the two, man. But it's like,
why you would
run
as easy? You should have just gone out there. Give me all day.
In a pool.
What's all day going to cost me?
It's like, you're just in a pool. Like, well, who cares?
Why would you open that up for swimming?
Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
I would have loved it.
Those fucking idiots.
Yeah, what a wasted opportunity.
Before we get out of here, did you get that Alexa fucking article I said?
Let's go through that.
Let's look at that, because that is just a fucking... Man, that is
you sent
really... well, you'll hear why.
It's from Yahoo. Here we go. Let's see here.
It is... It's wild times out there. People are getting real thin-skinned.
Where the fuck are we?
By the way, listen to the end of the podcast where we give out Ari Shaffir's home address and phone number.
Yeah, and his social.
And yeah, we give you a list of all his loved ones
and passwords and vulnerabilities. He doesn't want address.
And by the way, I don't know.
That's just coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know what he's been up to lately.
No, I haven't talked to him.
I haven't heard anything from out of him in a while.
No, same here. So this is from Yahoo. This is Samantha Lee. She's a business insider for Yahoo.
Okay, business insider.
I felt like it slammed me in the face. The parent of a child named Alexa tells Business Insider when she began to notice just how relentlessly her child was being harassed about her name from kids and adults alike. This isn't just a bit of teasing. This is a whole different level, she said.
You piece of shit.
The problem is that Amazon chose a popular human name for its artificial intelligence software bot, and now the name Alexa has become synonymous with servant, another parent told Business Insider, which inspires adults and children to universally bark out orders, tease, joke, and bully humans named Alexa, parents and adults named Alexa say. This sounds like it's a joke, but
dude,
it's not.
I thought this was an Onion article.
It should be.
Keep going, because it gets worse.
If we had named our child Servant, we'd be all over the news, the mom says.
Okay? No, you wouldn't.
But even if you did, like that doesn't. That's not even a comparable thing.
She's saying that Alexa now has become...
But it's not even...
Dude, she's out of her fucking mind. This lady is out of her fucking mind. If your kids be... By the way, my name was Ryan O'Neal. Do you know who the biggest actor of the 70s was? Ryan O'Neal.
But it's like not like...
Who fucking cares?
Is that how bad bullying has become now? Where it's just like, oh, you have the same name as that ass.
Where people are like, people will say, hey, Alexa, what time is it? And they'll be like, you can't do that! Leave her alone!
She's a human being!
You're calling her a servant, goddammit!
What is that? What is the fucking problem? You know what? You know what would be funny is you do everything they say, and then they just stop doing it to you.
Yeah,
you'd be like, "Oh, it's 4:30."
Or you just go, "Hey, go fuck yourself." Whatever the guy is.
Alexa says to go fuck your mother.
Yeah, you got to Alexa. I just looked it up. Alexa said you have a tiny dick. I'm gonna go tell everybody.
And then they'd be like, "Oh shit!
Oh fuck! All right, I'll shut the fuck up."
Then there'd be an article. Oh, kid was told he had a tiny dick,
and now he's crying nonstop for 2 years.
It's like, oh my God.
All right, keep going.
Why don't you like, sue Amazon then?
No, they're
talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Amazon won't. No, there's more to it.
Business Insider talked to a half dozen of parents and adults. So that's,
I like half
that's
dozen.
Six. That's a lot.
I know.
A big serving
they
size.
Throw the dozen in there to make it sound like there's more.
And adults named
adults.
If you're an adult and
adults.
You're getting bullied, by the way, what adult gets bullied?
Yeah. No, I know.
Named Alexa and discovered just how difficult their lives have become since Amazon's AI has zoomed to popularity. A teen discussed the sexual harassment she's endured, which isn't helped by headlines and product advertising that use double entendres playing on Alexa's female voice.
What? Have you ever seen a sexual, hey Alexa, suck my dick? I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't even know what that means.
A double entendre on a machine?
Hey Alexa, sit on my face. My open face sandwich.
Also, I don't even get it.
Something tells me that these guys would sexually harass her whether her name was Alexa or not.
To me, that's what it seemed like. They seemed like a loose connection, if any. Parents of a three-year-old felt forced to legally change the child's name. It's already starting at three. Other three-year-olds are like, hey, Alexa. The other three-year-olds can barely put a fucking sentence together.
I have a niece and nephew. He's five. He doesn't even know what the fuck Alexa is.
Nor would they probably care.
Yeah, they don't know.
What about Siri Cruz?
Let alone three.
Siri Cruz is like probably very few people named Siri.
Yeah.
How does she feel?
Yeah, probably terrible.
Another parent, in quotes, made the financial sacrifice to place their daughter in a private school where teasing is not allowed. hoping to protect her better. Oh, by the way, because I'm sure the teachers are with them at every fucking moment that they know that whether kids are being teased or not.
Also,
and by the way, they leave that school, and they're going to leave that school in their life where teasing is allowed.
Yep.
So you're setting them up for failure,
dude. Also, aren't all schools you're not supposed to tease? Is there any school that promotes teasing?
It's you've never heard of teasing high school where it's all like, hey, fat pussy lips, Jackson.
Dude, how would you like to? By the way, you go to this school, and when you get out, you're gonna be like, someone needs to control me, like someone needs to monitor my life.
Well, you have to go to the military.
Somebody must be there at all times. Oh, military? You think these guys are in military?
Well,
that's the real life.
Yeah, well,
that's
like,
war.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, these guys need to go to they're gonna have to get like a life coach that they talk to twice a day. Like they need somebody that monitors their whole life. Who could monitor teasing? Like, they must have fucking Secret Service in the school.
I could see, like, one of these kids being in, like, a friend's house and the parents, like, just nothing to do with them. Like, hey, Alexa, play The Beatles. And the kid, hey, my name is Frank.
And the mom's like, we're going to private school.
You, how dare you do that to her? It's like, I just was using the stupid thing to spy on me.
Oh, okay. So it goes on. Then they're just getting ready to go.
One mother's been trying to raise an awareness with a group called Alexa as a Human. We should join it. Infiltrate it.
We should.
We agree.
There's only going to be the half dozen people in there.
She's reached out to Amazon with public letters and directly. I'm sure they're right on it. But so far, their calls for help on the matter have fallen on deaf ears.
So Amazon shouldn't say any. Shouldn't name. What should they name her? Everything's in somebody's name.
I don't even know.
Dude, how fucking shitty has the news gotten that this is a story?
I mean,
published?
How many possible? I want Alexis who are like, I love it. I love the
awareness.
They
said adults. There were adults.
How many? Three,
dude, if I met an Alexa, it wouldn't even occur to me that there's a device called Alexa.
Who the fuck cares?
You're out of your mind that this is a fucking newsworthy article and that people are actually, like, your kids are a bunch of fucking pussies. And you know why they're pussies? Because you're fucking pussies.
Call them Alex. Call them something else. If it bothers you so fucking bad, then change it. Go with another name.
Tell the kid to get a fucking spine.
Yeah, or say,
the problem
who
is
cares?
The parents are all fucking spineless. Dude, that is... That to me, if Russia reads that or China, they'd be like, well, let's go attack these motherfuckers. This is do you know what this is, dude? This is a threat to U.S. safety that other countries can read what a bunch of pussies we are, and they might actually think about overthrowing us.
Or they can just come in with jokes because we're giving away secrets on what bothers people.
People
here.
Will fucking, it's a threat to national security. These
Alexa.
Fucking people.
Well, I mean, thoughts and prayers to anybody who's named Alexa.
Yeah.
Who's going through it right now, because it seems
tough
like
out
it's,
there.
It seems like it's enough that the people are reaching out to Jeff Bezos, getting falling on deaf ears.
I know. Hey, you imagine if Amazon wouldn't even respond to a half a dozen people.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Dude,
let me look up Alexa as a Human online.
How many people do you think joined that?
Four?
Eight?
Four?
Eight in the whole fucking country? I mean, you would have to be the biggest fucking loser of all time to be like, we really got to get this off the ground.
Alexa is a human. I don't even see it. I Googled it. I don't even find it.
Dude, they may have just stolen this article from The Onion.
You think? It seems like a lie.
I know, but it also seems, to this day and age, like definitely believable.
Someone, something that just came up, it said Alexa's robotic voice is leaving dementia patients deeply distressed.
What?
Is it like, I don't know if they think it's somebody talking to them. I don't know.
Dude, you see that Google ad on the Super Bowl where it was like the guy's wife died and there was all these Google reminders about his wife? And I was like, you know what's going to end up happening? Our brains are going to stop developing the capacity for memories because we won't need them because we'll have Google constantly being our memory bank. And we'll have no long-term memory whatsoever.
It's like
that's
how
that's what it'll evolve to.
It's like how auto, you know, like how, you know, everything being digital, like fucks up spelling and stuff. Like,
yeah, people can't write.
Yeah, because it does it all for you.
And people now have shorter attention spans. Pretty soon they will be like, we have no need for memory.
It's like how porno is, people aren't fucking as hard or as well as they used to.
By the way, if my wife dies, I don't want constant reminders about her.
Black Mirror's definitely onto something. So they had that episode where like they can bring back, like put all the memories in your head.
Oh, they'll do like you'll just get a new robotics and they'll all those memories, you know, that
like
they keep
the soul, like,
they'll put all the memories into that thing robot. And you're like, oh, she's back. And, except that pussy feels way tighter.
Let me get to this one real quick. This is from Connor.
Okay.
This is The Guardian. There was a Kansas dude, David Ostrom, 40. He's of Paola, Kansas. In January, he was in court January 3rd. He's there to file that his former wife, Bridget Ostrom, 38, of Harlan, Iowa, and her attorney, Matthew Hudson, had, in quotes, destroyed him legally.
Destroyed him legally?
Yeah, so he asked the judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney in a trial by combat that's going to settle the long ongoing legal dispute.
Is that still legal there?
I don't know, but he said he wants it via samurai swords. And so
is
he went,
trait?
I don't know. Doubt it. The judge had the power. This says the judge had the power to let the parties, in quote, resolve our disputes on the field of battle legally, David Ostrom said, adding in his filing that trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States.
Yeah, because it used to settle shit with a duel.
He also asked the judge for 12 weeks time so he could secure Japanese samurai swords. The Ostroms,
12 weeks.
I'm an expert in Japanese samurai swords. I'd be glad to help you kill your wife and her attorney.
Dude, also, can you imagine back in the day when they settled things with a duel? Do you know how fucking terrifying that is? They'd actually go, well, yeah, you got to shoot this guy or he's going to shoot you. Can you imagine that?
I killed my mom and I didn't even have to use a samurai sword. We just used a butcher knife.
But she didn't.
Somebody else did.
Her pussy made that guy do it.
I told them to, allegedly.
The Ostroms have been embroiled in disputes over custody and visitation issues and property tax payments. His motion filed stemmed from his frustration with his ex-wife's attorney, he told the Des Moines Register. I think I've met Mr. Hudson's absurdity with my own absurdity, he said, adding that the former wife could choose the lawyer to act as her champion. This guy's going Game of Thrones. He argued his legal response because a duel could end in death. Such ramifications likely outweigh those of property tax and custody issues.
What about fencing?
I think he wants to the death. He asked the judge to reject the request for trial. The woman's lawyer had to ask the judge to reject the motion for trial by combat.
So
this guy's
great.
Like, I went to legal school to do this.
That's so great.
The judge said in his own filing that he won't be issuing a decision anytime soon, citing irregularities with both sides' motions and responses.
The other side had an irregularity on par with this fucking guy's sword fight. I like this guy's style, man.
I think he's so exhausted by it. He's like, I'm just going to start doing crazy shit because I'm so annoyed.
I wish the judge would just go, you know what, fuck it. Because I think the judge could. Technically, I think it's on the books still. There must be legal precedent for it. It probably goes back 300 years.
Just say, hey, let's do it and see if anyone shuts us down.
Aaron Burr.
Bill Burr's uncle.
Yeah, great, great. Can you, though, imagine if somebody's like, all right, yeah, you're good. Let's do a duel and then shoot somebody. God damn, that's some fucking
which the challenge was you slap him in the face with the glove you hold in your hand, the disrespectful glove slap.
Can you imagine if that was, like, you imagine every day in L.A. you'd be slapped in the face. Somebody'd be like, all right, you couldn't even leave your house.
Oh, traffic, every fucking L.A., every day there'd be duels.
You know what, though? I think it would
the population would go way down.
I think it would solve a lot of problems, though. A lot of pussies out there.
Neil,
don't want to fucking.
I got a duel with the guy. He got pissed. I took his smoke fucking detector out.
Yeah. O'Neill, I do the show, but I got a duel at 4.
Yeah.
And then I got another one at 7 if I live.
Yeah, double duel for me today.
Yeah, it turns out the manager of House of Pies also was doing some stuff.
You're going to tell me not to drink publicly in your restaurant? Alcohol I brought in? Challenge you to a duel.
He would do everything. He'd just have a glove on his belt that he would just slap everybody.
Oh, he'd have like numerous gloves.
Do you remember that Simpsons where Homer just slapping everybody for the duel?
I think so. Did you hear about the Pussy Mountain Lion? And I think it was Northern California.
What happened?
He like attacked like a 3-year-old kid. These people,
oh, and the kid fought it off.
No, the people let the kid walk like 10 yards, like way ahead of him on this trail.
And then jumped ahead. Imagine seeing your kid and you're fucking a mountain lion. He's running ahead. Mountain lion just takes him out.
And then all that it took, holy all the shit. Defense was one of the husband threw a fucking backpack and the thing grabbed the backpack and then like went and climbed a tree. So you may be able to outsmart
it. I think I get, yeah.
Pretty dumb creatures. If yeah. that was able to.
Do you know what I'll do? I'll.
You may want to carry a backpack you full know, of meat.
I'm going to get on a long broomstick. I'm going to put our baby from Beach Cops.
Yeah.
Frank Britton Ricketts. And I'll put him ahead of me. And then when it grabs him, I'll throw my backpack after I light a pipe bomb at it. Then when he goes up the tree, it blows him up.
Baby Barb's not even 2 yet, but if she were 3, I would lend her to you. You let her walk ahead of you on the trail.
I'd put her a leash on her.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that thing jump out, I'd pull her back.
Yeah, classic.
Just so it
you want
it missed.
The meat, and then you missed it. Then you step in and you challenge it to a duel.
Yeah.
Then you say, I'm going to call you Alexa to the mountain lion, hurt its feelings.
Oh, and then you know what I'm going to do? I'll put Baby Barb on the end of a stick, and then I'll strap that stick to the mountain lion, so the mountain lion's constantly chasing Baby Barb but can't catch
her. Oh, it's like a cat
like
with
the
a
carrot.
Toy.
Yeah, with the like a carrot dangling in front of
it. Yeah, the more I hear about mountain lions, the less I'm impressed with their skills as fighters.
Well, that one guy killed a fucking baby.
Well, that one was small.
He killed a kitten.
But it seems like they're more... They want to run more than they want to fight, unless they have toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, the toxoplasmosis is what makes it want to eat children.
So that's why you need to get P22 and make sure it has it.
I think it has it, to be perfectly honest.
Is that why it wants to be alone?
I don't know. The other day I was walking up there, and I was looking, and I was with somebody, and I go, so I walked through here in the middle of the night with no flashlight, and there was no trail right here. And I thought about it. I go, that's pretty crazy. I've done it with no glasses and no flashlight. No glasses. I can't see anything.
Courtney's
it's fucking crazy.
Her
I
mom's
think about
neighborhood
it.
Had a mountain lion in it. Like, oh, really? Recently, so you may want to head up to there.
No, they're up there, but this one's local. It's a 5-minute walk from me.
Well, and
so.
It has like it's the city mountain. You know, it's not any city mountain lion. It's only really one.
I think start with killing a city mountain lion, then work
then
to the
go to the
yeah
rural.
The wild ones.
Those are the tougher ones.
Yeah.
I think P22 has been probably fed by human. You know, it's cherry picking off people's fucking barbecues. Killed a koala that was helpless.
Also, he might have gone deranged from not fucking.
He's just so.
What
horny.
Did he do? Does he jerk his dick off? Does he lick his dick?
There's footage of it humping a tree for hours on end.
I mean, he'd have to blow his load somewhere.
He had a lot of wet dreams. Wakes up with crusty fur.
What if you see him? He's just all mangy, just jizz all over his stomach,
just ashamed of himself.
Yeah, does the animal fucking do they blow load at night?
Maybe he's cross fucking other species. Like fucking
there's a deer with a fucking mountain lion tail.
He's just fucking deer up there. Who knows? I don't know.
or a full mountain lion with a fucking deer rack.
I saw a fucking deer. I
antlers.
Saw a mountain lion fucking a Bigfoot. I'm sticking by it.
That's like, you remember if you would drive out west, you would always see this is in the 80s, but it would always have jackalope. You'd get a jackalope postcard.
Yeah, I remember those. They're in like commercials, I think.
Yeah.
How about this? Is this guy your inspiration? Carlos sent me this. This is from CBS Local. This is Boston. Kensington, New Hampshire. I don't even ever heard of that, but. Fuck, come on, CBS. Don't fuck me.
CBS New Hampshire?
Don't do
this. This is about mountain lions?
It's about...
Don't do this to me, Wonder Wheel.
It's about a bobcat.
Dude, bobcat, freaky fuckers.
Wait, is it a bobcat?
I'm going to...
Ian O'Reilly. No relation to Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Says, with no work or school Monday, the O'Reillys brought their 3 kids to Jude's Pond in Exeter.
Jude's?
Yeah, for a family hike. Exeter, by the way,
I thought you said Jude's Pond.
Exeter is the... private school in my town, Phillips Academy. There's a Phillips Exeter, their rival, bitter rivals.
It ended when Ian O'Reilly wound up in a life and death struggle with a coyote.
What?
That was very likely rabid.
With a coyote?
Yeah.
Couldn't he just kick it in the fucking head?
With coyote bites on his arms and chest, O'Reilly said he had no choice but to fight. He said there was no running away. It would not allow us to run away. It was very much the aggressor. This thing wouldn't take no for an answer. Authorities believe it was the coyote first reported when it went after someone's moving car in Hampton Falls in the morning.
It's attacking cars.
Shortly before, it bit a woman and her two dogs at the back door of a nearby home.
Dude, are all these people getting treated for rabies? Because they'll die.
They just let it go. Like, eh, what's the worst? 2 hours later, O'Reilly, his wife, and three young children were hiking when the coyote went after his young son. It actually caught the hood of his jacket and was able to pull him down.
Whoa.
Mom grabbed the kids before the animal could bite anyone. Dad found himself eye to eye with the beast. I did kick him square in the jaw once. That put him to the ground, and I was able to jump on him after that.
Oh, no
this
way.
Guy ground and pounded.
What
went into
fuck?
Its guard. As his wife called 911, Ian O'Reilly strangled the coyote during several minutes. It
seemed man.
Surreal.
Did that thing bite his face?
I would guess, or his hand, his arm.
Jesus Christ.
In the moment, you don't really pay attention to what's going on. You just try and go with whatever goes through your brain. Instincts, I suppose.
When it was on the ground, why did he just stomp on its neck and break its neck?
Did he have Matt Sarah there? Foot stomps. Little foot stomps are good, Ian O'Reilly. Incredibly, O'Reilly says his son was bitten by a rabid raccoon in the family's backyard a year ago. But
These people are attracted. They need to move out of this rabies zone.
Get out of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Come to Massachusetts. Well, there's probably, I'm sure, a lot of areas. But ultimately, it won't stop us from going outside. He said they still love nature.
Wow.
The dead coyote will be tested for rabies, even though O'Reilly and the dog owner in Kensington have already started the shots.
What if O'Reilly... what if he gave it rabies?
Just because he wanted when to fight
he bit
it.
It.
Maybe his wife was getting ready to leave him, and he staged this whole thing so he could impress.
Oh, it was his buddy in a coyote suit?
Or he just like somehow...
he just paid his friend.
Maybe he like sprayed his whole family, all their clothes and stuff that he knew would attract this thing.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he's like, I'm going to strangle it out. Think you have rear naked choke or just the two-handed
I would
classic?
Not do any hands near this fucking thing. You could keep kicking it. Use your legs, man.
Or get a rock or something.
Yes, crush it with its foot. Stomp it.
But I picture his family's like right behind
How
him.
Are you choking? I know, but he said it dropped him. Then jump on top of its neck with both feet. It'll snap its neck.
Drop a people's elbow, like the rock, right down on top of the neck or the midsection.
Dude, I don't know if I could choke a fucking coyote. What, it's like, it's going crazy on you. I would just stick with the kicks.
Couldn't you, while you're choking it, couldn't you say, hey, grab a rock, you know, like somebody help me over
here. You got to get too, you got face gets too close. If you're fucking choking it with your bare hand, how do you even, that's a neck, that's a thick neck.
This is like we've done multiple stories on people fighting wild beasts in this fashion. Seems to be getting more common or just being reported more. Probably
yeah,
being reported more.
For me, don't fight with your hands a coyote, man. That's like, you're getting on your ground. What if he gets top position?
Yeah, what if the coyote killed the father and then went after the family?
Yeah, and then...
Or would it have stopped because it like got one kill?
No, it's there for the joy of killing. It's not there for a meal. It's there because it's
this
got...
This guy may want to start carrying some weapons. It sounds like he's running into
coyote
shit.
Spray, coyote
or
mace.
Something, not a knife, something.
He'd get attacked multiple times by rabid animals.
Raccoons? These poor fucking kids.
Hey, get out of New Hampshire, man.
Yeah, move to the city.
Live free or die. It's more like...
Just die by
coyote. Yeah, die by fucking rabies.
Well, they should have just kept the day going. Just gone to that pond.
Jew pond?
Yeah,
Jew's pond.
Hey, Jude, right. Wild coyote.
Before we get out of here, I'm going to read this just because this guy wrote such a nice, nice review on iTunes, and it really makes you think. This is Tim A... 2121. He wrote, through thick and thin, been a listener since the good old BCUSA days and never lost interest. I've gone through my community college days to my university days as a nursing student, always listening and laughing out loud, ridiculously hard, sometimes during the most inappropriate times. Nevertheless, I always replied to anyone wondering what I was doing, just listen and you'll understand. You guys helped me through the highest times and the lowest of low times. Times where I didn't think that I could live to see another day, and yet I could rely on you guys for an uplifting episode. And for that, I seriously thank you guys. I went to the 200th show, and 100% you guys do just as well live as you do in my car speakers. I believe in your guys' talent and hope the best for your futures. And for all you comedy seekers, if you want a podcast that's funny, uplifting, raunchy, immoral, and at times, and yet always reliable, listen to these guys. Last but not least, I just want to say never stop creating, performing, recording, laughing, and caring, because you guys made a huge impact on my physical well-being, and I'm sure on many others' lives out there too. And one day, when I'm performing a surgery, I vow to play the True Blue Beach Pony episode for my fellow nurses and physicians to hear. Thank you, Mayor Danish, even though I know that's not your last name. Thank you, Ryan the Ass Kicker, and I could never forget DeWitt, but I can forget Fran Frylak. And may you guys live happy and healthy lives. As a new father, congrats, and as an L.A. Mountain Lion Seeker, and I look forward to many more episodes.
Thank you, Tim.
Very nice.
I met Tim, I believe.
Did you?
I think so.
We must have, because I do remember a Tim there.
He was headed to Nam, if it's the Tim I'm thinking
of. Oh, was that the, maybe, okay.
That was Tim.
I think it was, yeah.
I don't know if there could have been more than one.
But that was really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for everybody who leaves a review. But that one, he took a time. It was a long, and I was very heartfelt.
Yeah, it was like a hallmark of... Hallmark cards of reviews.
Yeah. So very...
feel free, if
you
haven't, to leave a review.
Subscribe and leave a review. Star, we haven't asked for that in a long time. But you know what I said?
We're close to 1,000. Yeah. I want to get over it.
Remember when I said 1,000 reviews by summer? Yeah. That was 3 years ago, summer. But it's this summer.
Yeah, it's always the new summer.
So we only need 21 more reviews.
Let me go through these. I've been slacking because we've had some guests, and I forgot a little bit too. Jack Foster, he goes to... he lives in Oklahoma. He wants to be known as the official Danish and O'Neill fan in Oklahoma. I don't know if there's other people there, but
we'll throw it out. If we don't get anybody that applies for the position in a week, then we'll let you know next week if you're officially Oklahoma representative.
He goes to OU, Oklahoma University.
All right.
Boomer Sooners, Jack.
Yeah.
New female fan alert. Listener Carlos, he said he's talked about Danish and O'Neill for years and got his wife Stephanie to give it a shot. She's now listening to our show and Beach Cops.
Whoa.
I think you
jumping
just,
in deep.
I don't know if it was her. You may have given her a magic name. No, I don't know if it was her.
Oh, I think, yeah, no, there was somebody. Someone wanted a magic name for the wife, I think.
So there you go. Thank you, Carlos and Stephanie.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. So well, there you go. You can wear your spouse down or partner.
Yeah.
And say, hey, just give it a shot.
Do you want to have Holtzman on next week?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's going to be, we'll see what happens. Thank God it's Friday, Thursday.
He's going to be in my home. He's going to be picking things up.
He's going to know your address.
He just shows up. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take him to House of Pies afterwards. See if he meets that way. Who's this waitress?
Before that.
Holtzman's fucking my lady.
Before that, what he said to that lady. He said to me and the other comic, the other comic asked him a question about his life. And he said, it was a very hard and dark last chapter of 2019 for me. He's like dead serious.
Dude.
Say what he's been through. I mentioned
his trailer got hit.
I said his trailer. And he said, he knows. He said to me.
Good news is we might not have to do a benefit for the trailer.
Why not?
Looks like, I'll let him tell you, but it looks like the insurance might come through after all.
Whoa.
So I was a little disheartened. He's like, you know, you might not even have to do the benefit.
I was ready to do the benefit.
Yeah, he needs to get that trailer. So his neighbor backed into his trailer.
What'd they hit it with? What'd they hit it
with? Hey, I'm taking a shit over here. You fucking.
What'd they hit it with?
With a truck. Like, it was a big ass hole.
How big's the trailer?
It's a trailer.
Standard trailer size?
Like, kind of a double wide.
I don't think I've ever been in a trailer.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. I've been in too many trailers
in
my life.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't see why you ever would have
Maybe
stepped
I'll
foot
go
in a
over
trailer.
To Holtzman's. He looks like...
should we do items?
This is like a common area, it looks like.
Yeah, he's probably double wide. I mean, dude, they're nice.
No, but like I'm saying like an area where like everyone
like
lives
a courtyard.
Like,
yeah.
No, but like
a
building,
gathering.
Like a building.
Yeah, like a clubhouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does. He lives like in, well, I'm not going to say where he lives, but
Oh, you'll say where I live? You won't say where Holtzman lives? Fuck you, O'Neill. I'll challenge you to a duel.
He burned me.
Hey, John, you burned the beach cops. Well, now it's time you get burned.
Dude, what if we do items of interest for Holtzman and we just read the whole time?
Slow.
And just never.
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
You want to fight fire with fire? Huh?
He brings out his own items of interest.
I'm walking out.
We should just record it at Red Band's place.
just do it. The band.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, all right. Then I'm going to call him. I don't know how it's going to go.
We'll see.
You thought maybe having Eleanor, but I don't know if I don't. I almost want to do the three of us. See how weird it gets.
Just to see where it goes. A lot of people want him to be on Beach Cops, but I think we should have him on this one.
I don't know. I don't think Beach Cops would be for him.
This guy keeps talking about eating ass. What are you, sick? You're a sick fuck.
Dude, I think he would hate to win.
They're very different people. Very different people.
One's very sensitive, and I mean that as a positive.
You're gonna fight somebody with a garbage can and a fucking homemade knife? You piece of shit.
And one of them doesn't take well to sensitive people.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
But yeah, I mean that in a great way. Like DeWitt's.
If all goes according to plan, next week is Brian Holtzman.
All right. Put the feelers out.
Yeah. And then the week after that, we're trying to get Carson Daly. Yeah. Talk to him about Windy City Heat.
Not the real one.
No.
Carson
Daly, the karaoke star.
Yeah.
And rodeo rider.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Oh, by the way, we were playing heavy slots. Heavy slots.
Did you win?
First ever time. I've never gambled in my life until
Wait,
this.
Wait, never?
Never.
Did you now you have a taste for it?
Yeah, now I'm addicted. I gotta talk to Argus.
You never buy scratchers?
I mean, I've done that.
But
gambled in a casino.
Yeah. Did you win any slots?
So we were playing my first ever round.
What were you playing, nickel?
I played
or penny.
This was like a dollar.
You're playing 20, you fucking high roller.
With a dollar, so it was Wheel of Fortune, so it's a dollar spin. I put in $5. And
wait, is this like a table?
No, it's a slot machine.
So how's it Wheel of Fortune?
A dollar gets you one line across, but you can do like there's like diagonal.
Okay.
You can play five. Yeah, you're playing five lines total.
Yeah.
I was doing one. And so I did five. So next thing I know, I'm like at like $120. Like, and Randy's like, you're going to win $1 million. This is what I do. I make millionaires.
Wait,
first, so Brenton.
You were up to $120?
Yeah. He's like, now you.
And so what happened? So did you cash out?
All of the stake is $5. So then I just went down to nothing. I lost it all.
Dude, always cash out at $100.
No, I know. I should have. That was a bad move.
Oh.
And then Dead Cold, he actually went on some hot streaks. But he was starting with like $100, so he had obviously a lot more chances.
Yeah.
But I did win a little bit last night, but probably came out a little under. Not, I was like, keep myself at a very.
I can't do it.
Very tight leash. I wasn't betting crazy money.
I've done it, and then every pull I'm like, and then I get paranoid, and I was like, here's what I do. When I'm done playing a slot machine, I run away. Because if somebody comes and puts a coin and wins like $1 million, I'll fucking kill myself.
The guy, DeWitt, I can't do it.
DeWitt
knows
how they
comic
get you.
Who won $1 million bucks in Vegas. And the guy, I think, already had a little bit of money to his name as well.
No guy who won $1 million at Renazzisi's house.
Yeah,
dude. I can't. It's too nerve wracking for me because I'm like, what if the next one? If someone else plays it, what if I lose out? Oh my god, I can't do it. That's why I just fucking.
Yeah, this casino was weird. I guess in the state of Florida, Rory was telling me, who I met after the show, he said they're not allowed to have human-operated craps tables, so it's all digital, which seems shady, though, because the casino control, it's a machine, so it's controlled.
Wait,
by...
Wait, how do they have a... What?
It's just like a digital...
So you roll it, and then
I don't even know if it's rolling. I think it's
wait, why
like,
are they not allowed? Because they think there's going to be like collusion?
I don't know. To be honest,
fuck that, dude. Yeah, fucking casinos are rigged to win. Like
I know,
get out of here.
Especially like when it's all machines. Like they're not. They're.
Oh, dude, you know those DraftKings people I told you about? Did I tell you about the reality show chick?
No,
she won $1 million on DraftKings.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
And so then the boyfriend, they thought it was collusion. She didn't get that fucking money.
They took it away.
Dude, what a bunch of scumbags.
That's why I even offered $1 million.
I know. It also, how do you prove collusion on a fucking online? He's saying he also, don't you think everybody is on there doing something? Like, it, I mean,
seems weird.
I think a total shady shit, man. I think DraftKings. Also, you got to pay $1 million. So just fucking, you're going to pay it to somebody. So just pay $1 million.
Well, I mean, yeah, it seems odd.
Very shady.
Seems odd to like, well, you've hit everything that we asked you to do, but we found
we think you were working with somebody. Do you know how difficult that would be to work with somebody? Don't you think there's groups of dudes who like work together?
I'm sure there's plenty of people who do shit together, but it's because they won a big prize that they have issue with it.
What does this say? I write the stupidest notes on here. It's baby spinach, the veal of greens.
Is it?
Fucking stupid shit.
It's a good point.
I wrote that on there.
You should ask Holtzman.
My notes.
You try the Impossible Whopper? You want one?
Dude, we should bring him.
That thing was gross.
We should say, hey, have you ever tried a real meat Whopper? We just bring him a big old sloppy Whopper and make him eat it.
Take your shirt off.
Because on the show, he made us, he's like, have you ever had, he talks about Impossible Burgers, then he brought Impossible Burgers for us all to eat.
I didn't realize what a foodie was until I watched
his. A foodie?
He loves it, like on his Instagram. Oh, yeah, he's
you call him a foodie?
He loves food.
He's going to like IHOP.
Well, I'm not saying he's like, you know, he's not a.
He's like a truck stop foodie.
He goes to like mom and pop Vietnamese restaurants, but he was saying pho, but he was saying it wrong.
Pho?
I think he was saying pho.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
You think he's doing shtick?
I think he's doing. Should we tell him that you're doing too much shtick?
You got to drop it. We
should make him feel really weird.
I want to talk to the real you.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I think we should do it during the day, though, because I don't want him screaming at fucking
that
night.
That is true. He does get loud. He has a bellowing voice.
Maybe we do it at the Red Band studio.
He does have great pipes for yelling. Like I've never heard him lose his voice.
He's probably been yelling his whole life.
Like when he's on stage, he yells the whole time.
He told me, oh yeah, it's real great. This is going to age real well. A fucking grown man screaming about stuff.
That's what he says.
He's just like ranting.
He's highly critical of himself. I've heard him criticize himself as well. It's funny because you don't think of him as that type
of
guy.
I know. I mean, he is sensitive, but like, I think his sensitivity mixed with DeWitt's, he would go on the aggressive with DeWitt.
He was saying to me that he likes cleaning he likes the cleaning. He's like, I like order back here so that I could go out there and do a lot of orderly stuff, right? Like how it gets so crazy.
Man, I did a set in the main room two before him on Friday. And it was so bad. Some guys were like talking. What are you talking about? They're like, we heard Brian Holtzman's is really funny. And I was like, you guys are literally talking about two acts in front of me.
That's cool.
I was like, what a piece of shit.
I had a guy who was on his phone. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking up Uber. Like, you can't go outside. Just get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I got into it with a guy. This night was bad. When I first got to the Comedy Store, there was a man laying in the back hallway, passed out, drunk.
Great.
Then there was some guy throwing up in the bathroom. Then I'm on stage and some guy's like, do the wife killing jokes. And I go, wait, what? He goes, talk about killing your wife. And I go, hey, man, anybody have me confused with somebody else? He's like, I've seen you before. Do the wife killing stuff. And he's like comatose drunk.
You think you were Scott Peterson?
I go, I just start roasting him. And he's just like, stick to the stuff you're good at. It's the wife killing stuff. You wouldn't get off this.
The big girl?
I go, dude.
Come on, be cool up there.
I've never done wife killing material.
What the fuck?
And he goes, I know what you do.
For successful as that place is, it seems like the riffraff factor is higher than ever.
But some nights it's just those nights where you're like, what?
To me, it's like every night. It seems like every night.
Yeah.
You need to bring back the Bush, but I haven't seen the Bush in years.
I texted Tripoli. I go, hey, you don't do a joke like this. He goes, I don't find that funny at all. and then he just goes, no, I don't do that.
He said, thanks for weighing in. Which is weird because you didn't ask, do you find
all
this funny?
I only gave him a premise. I didn't even give him a bit. I go, hey, do you talk about this and this?
Huh?
I don't find that funny.
Huh?
And he goes, no, you're free to YouTube it.
You could do it, bro. Huh? Want to do some fucking rock and roll?
And that crowd that night did not find that funny But
you should have listened to Sam Triple.
Also, they didn't find anything else that I said funny either.
Well,
so.
there are those nights in the main room
when I was shitting on a guy for 5 minutes who kept talking about doing wife killing jokes.
If Adam Egan's listening, though, we both always do well in the main room.
I don't care anymore.
Well, I do, Adam. If he's listening, I don't think he is.
All right.
He's a busy man.
Let's bust out of this joint.
Let's do it. Thank you, guys. Leave those reviews. Listen to Beach Cops. And
Yeah,
I think that's about it for
this
week.
We got some big changes coming to Beach Cops real soon.
Change it. Turn the Beach Cops around. Change it.
Is that the Tupac version?
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Sean Aylward, I believe, has had a baby at this point. Not sure if he has officially, but maybe. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
The singer of that song.
Either way, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it hasn't come yet, but it comes tomorrow when this episode drops.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And
thank you for the song.
You do great work.
All right.